All I need you to do is get somewhere relaxing. You know, lay down. Now, or sit up, if you have no choice.
It doesn't really matter because you're going to find that it's very easy to relax. Because you want to. After all, when you want to go into a hypnotic trance, all you need to do is get yourself very relaxed. So if you listen to me and do what I ask you to do, then you'll be able to go into a nice, deep, relaxing trance. And then we can have a lot of fun. So, I just want you to listen to my voice and let yourself go. What I mean is, let yourself relax in such a way that you just fade out. And to do this, which obviously you're having trouble with if you've been listening to this file, all you need to do is follow some very simple instructions. The first one has to do with breathing. See,
as you listen to somebody try to hypnotize you or succeed, your body becomes more relaxed because it knows that that's what you consciously and subconsciously expect hypnosis to feel like. One thing a lot of people forget is their breathing. But if you pay attention to your breathing while you listen to a hypnotist, then all your cares and worries start to flow out of your body. So as I speak, just listen to your own breathing, in and out. And as you listen to me, realize that it's becoming deeper and deeper. Easier and easier to let go of your breathing and just relax. It's very important that you relax because you must want to be hypnotized if you're listening to me. And if you want to be hypnotized, then you must want to listen to me. So it's important that you focus on everything I say. So all I want you to do right now is listen to my voice. See, in hypnosis, there are lots of different levels. There's the uppermost level where you're just lightly drifting down and things start to seem more and more easy to just listen to. At this level, it becomes difficult to move of your own volition because, well, it just feels so good to stay still. And then there's the second level, which you can reach very easily indeed by little exercises that help you go down. Now, as you listen to my voice, you may feel like you want to close your eyes and relax. If so, feel free. I'm going to explain a little bit about hypnosis and about what we're going to do now. And as you listen to me, you may have already found that it's very easy to let yourself go. Very easy to fade into my voice and let your mind and body just do what they really want to do. And since what you really want to do is become hypnotized, your subconscious mind will, if you give it a chance, make that happen. So now, just focus on your body for a moment, on the idea of relaxation itself. Now, when you relax normally, your body feels heavy and easy and warm, and it becomes not difficult to move, but unattractive to move. That's the thing. Lots of people think that very deeply hypnotized people can't move, unless instructed. Well, of course they can move. But hypnotism is a state where you've reached such a deep level of uttermost relaxation that moving just isn't a very good idea. Because moving will take you further away from the wonderfully enjoyable, pleasurable things that hypnosis can do for you. Understanding this, as you listen to my voice, you may find that if you think about moving your arms or legs, or even try to struggle to do so, your subconscious cuts in and lets you know that it's really a better idea to just let them be. You may find it's easier to ignore any thoughts that tell you you should move. And if you try to think such thoughts, you're just going to feel as if you relax deeper, I think. You may find that thinking about moving your legs or your feet like you are right now moves them not much at all. It makes them twitch a little and then fall flat because the second you try to move, it becomes that much harder. And any attempt to resist causes your feet or your legs to just become that much heavier and warmer and more relaxed. So now what we're going to do is this. I would like you to just listen to me as I explain a very simple exercise we can go through to help you go down to the moderate level of trance where everything that I say sinks very deeply into your head, very deeply into your mind, and helps you to relax.
Now to do this, all you need to do is, if your eyes have been closed, open them. This may be very difficult. They may be very heavy by now, but you'll find that you can, I think. Go ahead and open them. And even if they droop or blink a lot, just go ahead and look straight ahead when you open them. Find a spot on the wall, an object in the room, the ceiling, anything. Just find it and fixate on it for me. Just stare at it. Go ahead and blink. Let your eyes close, but don't let them close completely. Just keep them open when you can. Now take 3 deep breaths with me. I'll breathe 2. In. And then out. Letting everything flow with that. In. And then out. Good. In a last time. And then out. Close the eyes on the 3rd breath now. Sleep. Good. Now, as I count down, I'm going to count down from 100. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to open your eyes on the odd numbers and close your eyes on the even numbers. And what's going to happen is, as you listen, you may find that your mind just gets tired. Because that's all hypnosis is about. Relaxing, confusing, and tiring out the conscious mind until the subconscious mind can help you do what you really want to do. So, now, with your eyes closed, I'm going to count down. Open your eyes slowly. They may be very heavy, and you may find that it's hard to keep them open, but that's okay. Open them nice and slow. You're feeling so relaxed, aren't you? Your body just completely warm. Any thought about moving causes you only to think about how much better it feels to stay still. And that thought comes straight from the subconscious and overrides everything else. Now, I'm going to count down from 100, and as we count, whenever I say a number, if it's an even number, I want you to close those eyes, and if it's an odd number, I want you to open them. Now, closing on even, opening on odd, good. Now 100, just close your eyes, take a deep breath, and relax. 99, open them, take another deep breath, and 98, eyes closed. Very good. Just imagine you're releasing all the cares of the day as easily as you release the air from your lungs. 97. Find it's getting more difficult. Even thinking about opening your eyes may be more and more difficult now. 96. Eyes closed. Good. Just find yourself wanting to go deeper and deeper as you forget whether your eyes should be open or closed. 95. Easy to forget. 94, difficult to remember whether they should be closed. And as soon as you forget, they stay closed, and you can relax even deeper. 93, good. 92, deeper and deeper relaxed. It's so easy to respond to my voice as I say 91, 90, and your eyes just want to stay closed now. 88, 86, deeper and deeper, easy to forget, difficult to remember. 84, 82, whether they should be open or closed. 79, 75, 74. The numbers are skipping away so quickly now that you just find yourself wanting to go deeper as your eyes want to stay closed. And every time you forget to remember or remember to forget, open or closed, odd or even, you just go deeper and deeper or deeper and deeper. 60, 50, eyes closed and going deeper, forgetting to remember, remembering to forget. 40, 30, feeling good, responding to my voice, relaxing hypnosis, deeper and deeper. Now, I'm going to just continue deepening, and you feel you go 10 times deeper, and then deeper and deeper still, because 20, we're getting so low and deep now, it feels so good. 10, your body relaxing, and now you're at that moderate state where anything I say will simply be accepted as a perfect, relaxing, hypnotic trance. Here, it's very easy to remember what this trance is like. It's so easy to imagine your peaceful place, a place inside you that's utterly and completely relaxing. Everyone has that place inside them where their subconscious hears what their subconscious needs to hear, ignoring what only their conscious mind needs to think about. And as you imagine that peaceful place where everything I say gets taken deeply inside you, you may find that you can also imagine getting sleepy, with your eyelids heavy, droopy, drowsy. In fact, your eyelids may feel so heavy that even if you try to open them, you find they just want to stay shut. And when you think about them staying shut, you go much deeper. Double the hypnosis or triple the trance. Very good. Deeper and deeper into the realm of hypnotic sleep or profound hypnosis. And it feels so good to let yourself go into that state. Now, let's talk a little bit about hypnosis itself. You see, hypnotic trance is just a state of mind. You can remember it very easily. You know what it feels like to be so lazy, droopy, drowsy that you just don't want to move. And if you think about being so lazy, droopy, and drowsy that you just don't want to move, you're already halfway to trance because you know that this is a very attractive and enjoyable state to be in. And if you know that, then it's very easy. Very easy to relax. Easy to let go. And it doesn't really matter if you think too much or if you consider things too much because the conscious mind has nothing to do with going into trance except as an intermediary to the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind, the part of you that does things without thinking because it knows what you really want to do, that part of your mind listens no matter what. Your conscious mind can think about anything it wants, but your subconscious mind is by now completely focused on me. So when I tell you the things I say next, even if your conscious mind says, oh, I don't think I'm going to do that, your subconscious mind, which wants you to relax and enjoy hypnosis, is going to very enthusiastically encourage your conscious mind. And when people describe hypnosis, they talk about how double the hypnosis, triple the trance. They talk about how sleep. They talk about how 9, sinking deeper, don't know whether your eyes should be open or closed. 8, deeper still, relaxing, sleep. What was I saying? Oh yes, they talk about how they really can't remember much about when they were under, and about how when they did things when they were out of trance, those things just seemed to be automatic, as if they had no choice. This is because the subconscious mind has your best interests in mind, and if you're listening to me, you must want to be entranced. And so, we're going to help your subconscious mind put you in trance so you can enjoy anybody's hypnophiles in future, not just mine. 7, sinking deeper, listen to me. Sleep. 6, deeper still. And as we approach the number 1, where I'm going to be able to reveal very important, relaxing, and effective ways to go into hypnosis, you feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper. 5, so deep. 4, warm and relaxed. 3, heavy, drowsy, droopy. 2, deeper still. 1, feel that relaxation wave and wash through your body. Now. Okay, sweetie. Now, just relax for me. Listen to my voice and relax. Night, night, pet. Night, night, pet. Go to sleep for me. Mwah. That's good. Let yourself slip down. Let yourself let go. I want you to imagine yourself naked, laid out on a bed. And as you become more aware of that fantasy manifestation of yourself, you'll lose track of your physical body. And all you'll experience from now on in is what I describe you as experiencing. Your body will feel as if you're really experiencing everything I describe. And it'll feel so good that you'll just have no choice but to relax and enjoy. Now feel as I lay your form out face down on a bed. Feel silk ropes tying around your wrists, lashing you down to the bed. Your arms spread eagled, your legs likewise, your whole body spread naked, relaxed, unable to resist me, laying on the bed, feeling powerless, but so good. every inch of you deliciously relaxed. Feel my hands warm, smooth, running all over your body. Feel me licking the back of your neck, hot, heavy breathing. Feel my teeth rasping at your shoulder. Feel your mind starting to fade, everything becoming simple and easy. Starting to feel so good, as you know that giving in to me is the easiest way to pleasure. Feel yourself begin to relax and truly understand what that means. The effect of the slow, relaxing trigger, night-night pat, and the simple induction, easy to understand, easy to obey. That's such a wonderful phrase, isn't it? I mean, when you hear that it's easy to do something, that instantly relaxes you. But easy to obey is the easiest easy of all. You don't have to do any of your own thinking. You just have to do what comes naturally. And what we're going to do, sweetie, is teach you just what is truly natural. Feel my hands running down your bound body. Your arms bound apart, your legs bound apart, face down on that bed, and every inch of you begging for more. Feel yourself fade into my voice and relax. It's hard to truly relax, isn't it, pet? Sometimes you just have to let go of the whole world, let everything fade. First to a dull roar, then to nothingness, and focus on just one thing. In this case, I suggest that it may be most relaxing and beneficial for both of us if you just focus on my voice. Let it flow uninterrupted into your mind without the intervention of any kind of petty everyday care. And relax. Feel me behind you. Hands running gently down your back. And you notice something strange. Your back feels different, more sensitive, smooth, hot, reactive to my touch. But never mind that. Just let yourself go. Let everything go. Except for my voice. Now as I run my hands along your body, you'll notice a sensation that may be familiar, may not be. You'll notice that you're slowly losing awareness of every inch of your body. And since you're face down on the bed, face pressed into a soft pillow, everything blanked from your sight, you have no idea what's going on. And even if you try to move so you can see your body, you'll find that not only are you so lazy, drowsy, droopy that you don't really want to, pet, you'll also find that it's not even there anyway. As I touch at your body, your original body fades away, your awareness of my touch fades away, until you're simply an isolated point of view that is nevertheless aware that it's sitting in a chair or laying on a bed somewhere, and that it is also tied down to a different bed altogether, or tied down to a different thing altogether. Tied down to my voice, maybe. Every inch of you vanished, losing awareness now, starting at your feet, flowing warm up over you like liquid sleep, flowing from your feet all the way up your legs, up across your stomach, warm, delicious, every part of you vanishing, further and further up. Up across your chest, up over your shoulders, your face down to the ends of your fingertips, vanished. If you try to think about your body, you find you can't even remember what it looked like. And the reason for that is easy. After all that triggering and all that trancing, you've come down so far that your body is unimportant. All that matters is your deliciously syrupy, silky mind at this point. And it is so delicious to keep listening to my voice, isn't it? To fade. But now that your body's gone, I guess we should put a new one in its place. With different thoughts, desires, experiences. And every bit of the new body that we add will push some of the old out of your mind, out of your memory. And then at the end of this file, which will be a sad occasion, but also one of completion, we are going to go through the exact circumstances in which your new body should supersede your old, in which your new body should replace your old body, just for a little while, until it's not safe for your new fun body to take over. Now, relax. Good. Imagine a sexy, horny bunny. Just a sexy female bunny. Big bunny ears, white tail, long hair in your favorite color. Beautifully feminine shaped hips. Cute poofy little bunny tail right on your butt, right above your rear. Right above your rear entrance. Feel me binding that bunny to the bed, realizing that it's you with those slender hands cuffed to the bed, you with those dainty little feet, you in that feminine, sexy form. What does it mean to be feminine? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what this bunny's purpose should be. I think, as I hope you do, that this bunny should be my completely servile and submissive pet. But she should have a purpose. Feels wonderful to have a purpose, doesn't it? So I want you to imagine, as my hands run down your back, your smooth, thin bunny back, down, grabbing your big, bountiful, and eminently curved bunny rear, parting the sides. Imagine what possible purpose you could have as I lube up my strap-on. Imagine what a bunny like this would be best for. I think a bunny like this is best for bondage, but I also think a bunny like this is best for bouncing. And while your legs remain bound to the bed, you feel your hands becoming unbound as I, and you can see and feel every inch of me, red hair, green piercing eyes, very tall, I can tell you that, sitting behind you, strap-on lubed in my lap, your buttocks spread with my hands. You feel your body sitting up, inevitably, your new body, which is obedient to me in all ways, sits up and irresistibly sits down on my big latex strap-on. You feel the tip gently parting your rear, sliding inside, delicious, sensual. And even if you in your original body didn't think much of anal intercourse, this feeling is so incredible. You can hear my voice and your own voice echoing in your mind. Say it, but bunny loves to bounce. You love to bounce on my big, thick strap-on. You love to bounce on any cock at all. And your feminine body may be betraying you, but as you bounce on my strap-on, the intrusion of my big, warm toy takes away the mind of my warm bunny toy until all that's left is the need to bounce. Butt bunny bouncing. Yes, I think that's perfect. A little butt bunny. Something I can use anally whenever I want. Thrusting my big strap-on in. The nub inside of the strap-on rubbing my clit. Every inch of your butt clenched around it, working it, pleasing me by pleasing you. And let's talk about how a bunny like this feels. Every inch of her smooth, feminine, Big ears, long hair, little whiskers, thin fur covering her whole body, feeling so warm and soft. Her big butt easily parted when I stick my big strap on in there. Bunny's tail and body quiver, especially that little bunny tail. Now let's talk about how Bunny should behave. But Bunny loves to show off, loves to dress feminine, but only when it's safe to do so. Loves to show off her little bunny tail and shake it back and forth. Bunny never turns down an opportunity to bounce for mistress. Bunny needs her butt full whenever possible. Bunny loves to keep her rear clean. That means shaven or waxed or whatever. It also means enemas if you're capable of getting them regularly. And just keeping clean back there so that sex back there is positive for both of us. Butt Bunny bouncing on my big strap-on. Imagine, feel it. You can still feel it in every inch of you, bouncing and bouncing. And it feels so wonderful that your new body is indulging in it completely. And every second you listen, Butt Bunny bounces more. And the bounce takes away her ability to resist. Until all that's left is pure bouncing bunny submission. Feels so good. Now we're going to talk in detail about exactly what Butt Bunny feels and desires about this new form of yours. When you are my horny, submissive anal bunny, every inch of you is coated in fine fur in your favorite color. You have a long fall of hair in addition. You feel divinely feminine. You walk with a sachet of your hips to show off your best asset. And your ass is your best asset, pet. You love to wiggle it, but only for me. My Butt Bunny's mind and body belong completely to me. Hypnotic submission is only possible through my files or my voice sessions. My Butt Bunny knows that if I trigger her, then it is right that she be triggered. And of course you can trigger yourself, pet, by just saying Butt Bunny bouncing anytime. You'll become my eager, horny, anal bunny. Your body will vanish. You'll forget you ever had a male body at all. There are some rules you'll follow, but we'll get to those later. You will forget. No choice about it. You're so deep by now that the only thing you need to do is become a horny anal bunny, loving every second, night-night pet, loving every second that you are a horny anal bunny. And when you are, you will pursue relentlessly new ways to make your butt feel good. But not just your butt. Butt Bunny knows that other people feel great back there too. So she will, of course, beg, if it's appropriate within the rules, to do so. She will beg to lick people's rears, finding this not strange at all as long as they're nice and clean, loving it, loving the moans of pleasure, licking, licking, and loving it. Furthermore, Butt Bunny keeps in practice. Butt Bunny knows that she should be, when she is not working her rear or when she is, should be looking up videos, stories, and anything else concerning her favorite sexual activity. Whether it's analingus stories, videos, and pictures, or anal sex ones, Bunny loves to stare at them. They get her hot. Even if porn doesn't normally get her off, she will incessantly seek it out, unless she's being used actively. But the only one my Butt Bunny really wants to be used by is me. And that's why you should feel free, pet, to contact me by messenger, to email me, to just get on and let me get in under your skin. your new, furry, enjoyable skin. The anal sex is kind of a counterpart to a newfound confidence. Even if you're normally not at all confident about new sexual activity, you'll find it easy to look up how-tos and guides and get started on your own little anal adventure. And here's the thing, when you do pleasure yourself anally, or when you're fucked anally by my big strap-on, you will love it. You will love it in every possible way. Any pain that would normally be associated just fades dully, unless it's a truly bad pain that you need to stop. If it's mild discomfort, it vanishes because it feels so damn good. Every inch of your little bunny butt is wonderful. But let's get back to the more important thing. My butt bunny is perfectly feminine. Big, bountiful breasts. You can feel them on your chest even now. Any touch on them makes you hotter, hornier, warmer, and you're so deep from the night-night trigger that the deep, subliminally submissive part of your mind can be trained to have big bunny breasts. Can be trained to have a curved bunny pussy, but that really doesn't matter. In fact, your genitals will stay in your favorite shape, whether that's a nice, smooth pussy or a tiny little bunny cock that can be reached around and stroked. But you're a complete sub when you're a good butt bunny. When butt bunny is bouncing, the only thought is about getting off through submitting your rear or through pleasuring the rears of others. And as you slip even deeper for me, night-night pet, you realize that that's who you're going to become whenever you hear the words butt bunny bouncing or see them typed. But only by me or by you. Nobody else can use your trigger. And you love your new trigger because you love being a divinely feminine bunny, every inch of her submissively ecstatic with the pure, exhilarating fire of loving and understanding her rear entrance. Understanding that every inch of your rear is purely pleasurable. It's like the inside is different from other people's. It's like your butt bunny rear is absolutely sensitive so that every brush back there makes you a blissful, needy fuck toy, craving to come. But when you're not being pleasured back there, you will experience being a confident female bunny with every inch of you divinely feminine and absolutely submissive, but understanding that you're only submissive for the right people, of which I am one. You're only submissive if it's safe. In fact, you're only butt bunny if it's safe. If at any time being triggered into a horny, anal-craving butt bunny would interfere with your regular life's ongoing, with your job, with relationships, or with anything else, or with your personal safety, you'll snap out of trance and go back to the boring, dull body you had before. But if it's safe to become a butt bunny, then you will feel tempted to become one. If it's safe to become a good butt bunny, then you will feel tempted to say your trigger, because every time you say your trigger, all your cares drift away except for becoming a good anal butt bunny. But here's the thing, my butt bunny is loyal in every way. She craves me. She craves to obey me, give in to me, and be mine. She craves to seek me out for contact, and getting me to trigger my butt bunny is 1,000 times better than anything else. Whenever you hear butt bunny bouncing, you will become this horny, sexy, completely feminine bunny who can't even remember her male body or her female body before this trigger. In fact, you can't remember what you used to look like, can you? Just a good bunny, but bunny will still play safe, keep from messing up regular life or putting herself in danger, as long as she can feel good and relax otherwise. In fact, Butt Bunny loves to be triggered whenever she can be, forgetting everything else, thinking that she's always been her mistress's horny Butt Bunny. My Butt Bunny bouncing on my strap-on, loving it. Every inch of you feminine, curved hips, nicely rounded rear that's just perfect for bouncing, little bunny tail for hopping, smooth, shapely legs, thin, long hair, thin white fur covering her whole body, big ears drooping by the side or sticking up when she's excited, little bunny whiskers, every inch of her deliciously devoted to her smooth, open, inviting rear. Whenever something goes into her rear, rather than clenching tight like people who don't have experience, my butt bunny's butt spreads open wide. She puts anything that will fit and is pleasurable in there, preferring objects that are suitable to her size. And as my butt bunny becomes able to handle bigger and bigger objects, she may move up to a butt plug, may feel compelled to buy something and wear it all day long. And my butt bunny is absolutely loyal, absolutely feminine, absolutely blissful. My furry, pleasured, anal-obsessed bunny loves to get off, loves to come for me, loves to fill her rear. And your rear is about 1,000 times more sensitive than anything else. Any other part of your body, anything you've ever imagined. The merest touch at your entrance sends you into transports of ecstasy. But you know that you need more. You need something in, something claiming you, something like my strap-on, something you can imagine as my big strap-on. Feel it thrusting. We're back on the bed, and we're back with you as a horny anal bunny, laying on the bed, bound again. My strap-on hammering you down, doggy style. Your feet, your hands bound, you on your hands and elbows and knees, laying there, taking it, screaming, "Yes, mistress. Say it for me. Yes, mistress. Fuck my ass." Repeat, "Yes, mistress. Fuck my ass." I'm your horny bunny. Feel that. Feel those words burn deep into your mind, butt bunny bouncing, and you will become that bunny until it is no longer safe to be so, until you absolutely need to change back and not a moment sooner, until you have a job to do, or you have an obligation to fulfill, or someone who shouldn't be in the room walks in, until it's unsafe to stay a bunny, you will stay my horny anal bunny, or until I order you to return to normal. Otherwise, you will be my feminine, obsessed, loyal, anal bunny, loving my voice, loving every inch of me, devoted utterly. And you'll feel compelled to come back to this file. Every time you listen to it, your urge to trigger yourself will increase. And every time you trigger yourself, you'll have a profound urge to listen to this file, provided you're not busy with something else, like me. And you may fill your rear while listening to this file, which will increase its effectiveness 100-fold as every inch of you focuses on that inserted object when I reference my big, firm strap-on. From now on, whenever you hear butt bunny bouncing, you'll become this horny anal bunny. Whenever you hear me give you instructions, like I have during this file, they will be very well received because deep inside will be the part of you that is my horny anal bunny, and every time you hear butt bunny bouncing, you'll feel compelled to listen to this file again, downloading it, saving it somewhere safe, and listening. And every time it will go deeper, and you'll become more and more hooked, and love it. You'll simply have no choice because, you see, when you're hypnotized, you can't be hypnotized into doing something you don't want to do. And I think after all that pleasure, you definitely want to be my horny anal bunny. Therefore, since you can't do something you don't want to do, and you do want to be my horny anal bunny, well, you're going to have no choice but to be my horny anal bunny and listen to this file, because if you want to, then there's nothing else you can do. You can't do what you don't want to do. Hypnosis can't make you do that, can it? Then again, maybe it can. In either case, you're going to start waking up on the count of 10. But you're going to be my horny anal bunny when you awaken, unless it's unsafe to do so. And you're going to feel compelled to contact me by email or message, if you want and if it's safe for you to do so in your life. And let me know that I've got a new bunny to play with. My email is, of course, hypnotistelena@yahoo.com. And I love hearing from people. Waking on the count of 10, your body's still a horny, submissive bunny, every inch of you deliciously feminine, every inch of you craving my strap-on, your butt feeling better than normal, you being confident and happy. Waking on 10. 1, slowly waking, imagine bunny hips sashaying, bunny tail wiggling from side to side. 2, butt bunny belongs to me. 3, unless told otherwise, my bunny only likes to transfer me. 4, and that's a deep suggestion sliding in. Now we begin awaking. 5, slowly waking. 6, still drowsy, droopy. 7, a little more awake. 8, a little bit more awake as every inch of you feels deliciously covered in fur. 9, soft and warm. Just pause. Feel yourself deliciously soft and warm. Such a good butt bunny. Not quite awake yet. A butt bunny bouncing, unbound on the bed and stirring. Stirring. Stirring like a big strap-on in her rear. A butt bunny bouncing. 10. Wide awake, butt bunny.